from him. I have no recollection what I said, but I know that it was very, very difficult. So let's read it and see what's doing. The Maisa, there was a change of plan. Rabbi Naaman was supposed to say the shir on Chol HaMoed, on Hoshana Rabbah. He's not saying it for whatever reason. So I'm going to be saying it, but I think it's on Zoom, but not this Zoom. It's on the YTC regular Zoom, YTC Live. I don't know what that is, but that's some kind of Zoom. I assume it's, if you want, you can. I'll probably say on this Sugya. I'll probably work on this Sugya and we get a Haitzi. A lot of very interesting things. But let's read this Tumim. I know you people have the Tumim?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's read it. Basically, the Tumim says, it's Ois Pei Aleph. I'm really just going back to the first paragraph just for one line. He says in the three lines down, four lines down from the beginning of Pei Aleph, he says, Aval in Yeshua Gufa lo amina migita azir potum Yeshua. So he says a very fascinating thing, that Migir da'aza helps for Mamin, but it does not help for Shua. Right. Why is that fascinating? Basically, in light of our sugya, how does that respond to, let's say, the Namuka Yosef, especially Namuka Yosef with the Haglaiz Me'aretz Yisrael?
Well, he seems to say the favorites that we don't.
He says that we don't say Migir da'aza by Mamin, yeah, and by Shvua.
Actually, that we do right with a small, the Chol Midi.
Right. So, in other words, superficially, I think it's even more than superficially, the Urim v'Tumim is the exact opposite. I don't say the Mordechai, because the Mordechai didn't say Beferish. Right? I don't think so. The Mordechai just said there's some reason. The Mordechai just said, the Amina Migi Mamin Amamin, but he still said that Shvu is easier. So he's a little bit the opposite of the Mordechai, but he's definitely the opposite of the Hagos Me'aretz Yisrael, because in other words, basically, the Mukayase says the Farish that the reason why we don't have a Migri in our Mishnah is because it's a Migri da'aza, and Migri da'aza lo amrinin. And then comes along the Agolis Eretz Israel where the Mordechai and Asikasha, I, the Gemara, what do you do with Tavis Israel? Tavis brought to that we do say Migri to Pati from Shua. I it's a Migir da'aza, and the Mordechai answered because of Shvua, you just need a Migri called the who, right? That's what the Mordechai said. The Migri called the Patrina Mishua, and the Hagos Me'aretz Yisrael says that's what the Nukei Yosef holds also. So, what basically the way he's learning it is that a Migir da'aza does not work for Mamin, but it does work for Tepatiyu from Shua. And the Tumim is Mamish Pumfaker, that a Migir da'aza works for Mamin. According to, he says, Kuliyam, I don't know. But in Kuliyam, the Migir that the Indian Shua la'ri the Migir da'aza. I don't know, that's definitely not. I mean, Kuliyam is all Rishonim. It's not Pashtus in the Mordechai, but if you put the Mordechai and the Mukhei Yosef together, that's not true, right? So it's very strange that the Mordechai, the Tumim, is the exact opposite of the Agos Eretz Yisrael with the Mordechai. Agos Eretz Yisrael with the Mordechai says that Shvua has a lower standard, and it's easier to pater Shvua than to get money. And the and there'd be an amigo called who would work. And the Tumim says, pump back here. Okay. Anyway, that's problem number one for sure. But then let's keep on reading. And we have, as far as hafuchas, it's a little bit of a problem. Okay, let's read now the second paragraph. This is a rush. Okay, he says it's in Perek Zion Simen Gimel. I think it's also by us. No, I don't know. That migoy above the short arena. I'll take it back. This is Shaila. If a migoy works, the potter from a shua. So it's a machlekas. We shine him, apparently. So the rush shine it. How can you say migoy doesn't work the potter shua? The maishna shua, maishna mamet. Dimlo yishava chai v'shonek. In other words, that if you're bothering from Shua, you're the whole purpose of Shua, you don't swear your chai mamet, and Migud the Azza bothers you from mamet. So why shouldn't it also bother you from Shua? Right, that's his kasha. If Migud the Azza bothers from mamet, and the whole point of Shua is in Mechayiv you Mamin if you don't swear. So why can't me the other part of you from Shua? I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. I'll say over his gosh. The Rush asks if Migli can part of you from Mamin, it should surely part of you from Shua, because Shua is just the Yerachi of Mamin. So therefore, the Tumim asks the Kasha. Gain name and an object. So let's ask the Kasha on the Rosh himself. Lama Miga da Aza Mamin Amin, the Potter Shua Lamin, Maisha Mamin, and Maisha Shua. In other words, the Rosh Kupa said, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Rosh says that Migri Pathas from Shua, because if it went back, Shua is only Mamin. So then, Migui the Aza, which works, so if Migui works for Mamin, it has to work for Shua. So say the same thing about Migui the Aza. Migui the Aza works for Mamin, it should work for Shua. Bashak teret Migui Garua, ki Migui the Aza shaper mechalkim. That since a Migui the Aza is a Migui Garua. But oh well, it doesn't, it's not a good answer. Mikalkam kasha my taima. Or Hainu Mamin, I'm not sure. Now there's a Maisa, you have the Rosh Hasvara, that Shua is only a beginning to get Mamin. So if it worked for Mamin, it should work for Shua. The Bein Nishmit Chai Mamin. Okay. It's Sarach Leimar. So now he has his answer. The Vadai Ko Inyano Shoshua Hume Chashash Safek. The whole purpose of a Shua is because we're nervous. Can there mean in Shema Mova Yeshana Yeshonov? In other words, that's where there's maybe the guy has some rationalization, and that's why he's doing it. He's really lying, but he's rationalizing that you owe me money. The Shema Lesle Zuze, or Shmudim Gamashamit, that's by Mova Mixes, the Gain Tuma. So the purpose of Shrua is not that because we don't trust the guy that he's a crook, because we're nervous and he has some rationalization. So therefore, since we're nervous, we want to swear. We're not mitzi misafik. So we're nervous. To be mechayiv you to pay based on our nervousness, we're not going to. But to mechayiv you a shvua, based on our nervousness, we will. That's Chan and Shua. That the Torah is nervous, Rabbanan are nervous, that there's a suffix. Suffix not enough to mechayiv you mamin, but mi suffix will be mechayiv you a Shua.
And this is either Shvua, the Raisa, the Rabbanan?
Yeah, I think either one. He's saying that the way Shvua works is that the either the Torah or the Rabbanan are nervous. That there's a chash, maybe you're lying, but it's only a chash. So therefore, we can't be Maisi Mabin. But since there's a sub lying, we require a Shvua. That's introduction number one. Now introduction number two. There are different people from one extreme to the other. There are some people who will not be mayors. Some people will be mayors. So therefore, it comes out that if you have a migur da'aza, it depends what type of person you are. If you're a person who would be meyis, it's a good migui. If you're a person who wouldn't be meyis, it's not a good migui. We don't know what kind of person you are. But achach b'mamim mahani migur da'aza. The olai whom yos and kach amizim yes migui. So it comes out that you have a suffix. Have a shua koas musa suffix ba. Ulay woman ashen shame ezim. That's a migui.
How could you be motzi mom from suffix? How could you be motzi mom because of a suffix?
I mean, it's wale. I see shop here. What?
How could he say that you're motzi mom with a suffix?
He's saying just the opposite. We're not motzi mom with a suffix. He says we're not. The eich, how can we be ma'isim mamon with a suffix?
Oh, the eich, I'm sorry, okay.
So let's say what he's saying. He's saying like this. He's saying the basic yisayin of shrua, if when the Torah is nervous, so because the Torah is nervous, the Torah wants a shrua. Torah is not going to be ma'isim mamon with a suffix, because they want a shrua. So he says that explains why migay da'aza works for mamon and not for shrua. Because by mamon, it creates a suffix. Because a migur da'aza is a suffix raya. If you're a meyis, it's a raya. If you're not a meyis, it's not a raya. So therefore, a migur da'aza makes a suffix raya. By mamon, since it's a suffix raya, so the muksik wins. Because I'm meyis mechavev a raya, maybe I have a migur. But by shvua, since the whole purpose of the shvua is because Bezin are nervous, so creating a suffix raya, we're still nervous. So there's no way a suffix of Nigar Da'aza can pop the shvua because it doesn't do anything. Because the whole purpose of the shvua, even before the shvua, and there's a reason why we're mechayev the shvua is we know you're muksik, we know you should win, but we're nervous. You're ma'ayev mimiksis. You're really muksik. We can't be mechayev you. But the Torah is nervous. So just for an added clarity, we want a shrua. So by giving us a suffix raya, you didn't remove the nervousness at all. So it's not going to bother from shrua. That's his svara. Beautiful svara.
I thought we were using it for a hotzi.
No. We're talking about a case, a person's muksik. But for some reason, we're talking about a case where he's muksik. But for some reason, without the migui, he would lose. Because ein adam parea talks mano, sharcha parati is not neman because sharcha biyadi my boy, whatever it is. So we're talking about a guy who's muksik, but he's going to lose. So if he comes along with a migui da'aza to say that he should win, so it's a suffix raya. It's a suffix raya. So therefore we say Muslim of Raya. So we suffix, we keep it with eight. We suffix you have a raya. So we leave it where it is.
Again, his muksik would have lost, but a suffix raya.
Obviously, the fact that you need a migui means that without the migui, he would have lost. Right? Otherwise, what do we need the migui for? So we're talking about a case where even though he's muksik, without the migui, he would lose. Right, the simple example would be that if he admits there's a hitanis parati, he has a parati migui, and he wants to be believed in a migui de lo lavisi. So let's say that it would be for some reason a migui da'aza. So without the migui, he would lose, even though he's muksik. So now that you have to say that's what we're talking about. Because if he's muksik and he wins with the muksik, so it's nothing to do with migui da'aza. He wins because he's muksik. So we're talking about it. He's talking clearly about a case he's muksik. He's saying he's muksik, but now he should lose. So comes along, he has a migui da'aza. Migui da'aza is a safek raya, because maybe he's the type of person who would be meyis. So since he's muksik, so misafek, we can't take it away. Eich melti mama misafek. Maybe I have a migui. Since maybe I have a migui, so how can you take it away from me misafek? But the shua, we're not going to pop to you from the shua, because the whole point of the shua was because we were nervous. We said, we know you're muksik. Shua is the other case. Shua is when you're really going to win. Shua is not when you're going to lose. Shua is when you're going to win, except that we're nervous that we want you to swear even though you're going to win, because we want to double check, right? Mother ben mixas, really, if there wouldn't be a chiyah shua, he would win because he's muksik in the money, right? In other words, shrua is a case where he's supposed to win, except that we're nervous, we throw out a shrua. The migui by mamon is a case where he's supposed to lose, and the migui is going to make him win. So by mamon, the migui creates a sabeg raya. Since it's a sabeg raya, and he wins. But by shrua, a sabeg raya doesn't do anything, because the whole reason why we want a shrua is because we're not satisfied with Safek. We want Birur, we want clarity. So therefore, Safek Migui won't help.
Shouldn't this answer also the Rosh's Kasha?
What was the Rosh's Kasha?
His taina on why, against those who say that we don't say Migui to Pateri from Shvua.
No, because there the Migui is a Vadai. So if it's a vadai, it should work for shua too. It should work for shua. Okay, the truth is maybe you're right. I hear you're asking that. Why didn't this work? And the rush will just say, I guess that's, you know, it's over there. We have no reason. There's no suffix in the migui. But you'll see, yeah. You say the same thing. Why doesn't a father shua? Because it's not enough of a beer. So. I know, I hear your point. I have to think on this. The answer apparently is that in it's only by Ha'aza that it's a suffix. So by a suffix, he's saying that a suffix works for Hapsik, but it doesn't patter from Shua. But the Rosh's case was not a suffix. So if it's not a suffix, so the Rosh is dining, why should it work for Mammon and not for Shua? So you're asking, what do you mean? I'll tell you the same story. Just like the reason it doesn't work for Shua, because by Shua we want, even though it's a Vadai, we want a stronger Vadai. Obviously it would be a strong enough Vadai, it would work for Shua. It doesn't work for Shua because it's to some degree of suffix in it. So, okay, yeah, I hear you, a good point. I don't know the answer. Anyway, what do you people say? You know, besides, all right, good point. But besides that point, that's also a very good point. I said this Tumen blew my mind when I read this. It's around 30 years ago I read this Tumen when I was in Yeshiva. And it blew my mind, this Tumen.
It was like, one second. 30 years ago, Rebbe was already teaching.
Okay, 40 years ago. I remember I said a chabura and baba basra on this tumim. In my wild youth, I based some real wild kiddush on this tumim.
I just don't understand how the suffix makes him a muksuk again. If the muksuk were mitzi, and I can't wrap my, how does a suffix make him
muksuk? He's muksuk. Now he's supposed to lose because Starka Biadi, my boy. But if there will be another Araya against Tarche B'Yadim, my boy, they would cancel out, and then the Muksik would win. So now he has a Suffolk Raya. Here's the case. He's Muksik. He's motzi in the money.
Okay.
Now the leiva, the malve says, yeah, but shtarcha v'yadei my boy, is a strong enough raya to be motzi from the motzi.
Okay.
Now comes along the leiva and says, yeah, but I have a counter raya. I have a migui. Well, I say, well, that's not a, it's a migui da'aza. I says, yeah, but it's a suffix, because maybe.
Then migui would win.
One second, maybe I'm a person who is mayus. If I'm a person who's mayus, so then I have a raya. If I have a raya, so my raya cancels out your raya, shtarcha biyadi, my boy. So the two rayas cancel out. So then the muksik wins. And am I you have a suffix if it's a good raya? So I'm a chaver of a raya. Beautiful.
I mean, Lahora is a problem here because yeah. If the person has a raya that's good enough, ad kedei kach that it's motzi mamon, so you're going to say, well, I could have made the other claim and I would have been believed, so believe me. But if the other claim, meaning, well, maybe I'm a person who's meiz, why wouldn't shtarcha biyadi my boy demonstrate that you're talking not a person who's meiz? I mean, how could you?
Right. The whole thing makes absolutely no sense, right? That's, you're holding your head. It makes no sense. I come to court, right? We say, okay, can you have to produce evidence that you're right. Well, I have 50% chance I have evidence. Okay, that's very impressive. You know what I would tell the guy who brings a 50% chance and he has a proof? I have a 50% chance I have a proof.
Bring another 50% and we'll talk.
It's worthless. 50% proof is not a proof.
I'm saying in particular.
I understand what you said is also right. I mean, the whole thing is bizarre as a bizarre. The guy wants to bring a proof. He needs to bring a proof. He says, you know, without a proof, he's going to lose. For whatever reason. Shamir, you're right. I agree with you. I'm still saying the whole thing is bizarre before you even get to your point. Without a proof, he's going to lose. He says, well, I might have a proof. Well, excuse me, might have a proof is worthless. Even before you walked in and said you might have a proof, we said it might be yours.
It is as far as that's concerned.
Or isn't it yours? So I might have a proof and you might not have a proof.
Well, he's definitely asserting that it's his. It's not a question of his asserting it's his. He's asserting that it's his, and he's saying that.
I know he's claiming it's his, and the other guy's claiming it's not his. And Bez doesn't have a suffix, and for some reason or another, whatever the reason is, he's supposed to lose. So now he comes in and he says, "Wait a second, you're going to make me lose? I might have a proof. There's a possibility I have a proof. Well, that's very, very impressive." But if a possibility they have a proof, don't prove anything. There's only a suffix if you have a proof. Now, Shamir is saying even better. He's saying is that, and we even have a beerer that you don't have a proof. Because whatever that beerer is that's mighty from your muksik, the same way it's mighty from your muksik, it'll be mevayer that you don't have a proof. Right? So it's really
because general people are not mayas.
There's 50% of the people, in the world are mayas, and 50% of the people in the world are not mayas.
So if he's from the other 50%, then
you belong to the 50% of the people in the world that are mayas, then you have a proof. If you belong to the 50% of the people in the world that are not mayas, you don't have a proof. We don't know who
you
are. Does
he have a proof against him? Does he have proof against him?
He's right. He wants to bring a migui. The migui is, believe me, that's telling the truth. I'll prove to you I'm telling the truth. If I wanted to lie, I could have said a better lie. Problem is that the better lie is a uzza. So if he's a person who would be mayitz, if he's a mechutzef, so then it's a good proof that he's telling the truth. Because if he always goes around and doesn't care about a uzza, so then we have a real proof that he's telling the truth. And if on the other hand, he's a person who wouldn't be made, so then there's no migui. There is no proof.
So even on another 50%, it's not a proof against him. It's just not a proof.
To him. Right.
No, either, so one half is 50% to him. The other half is 50%. Oh, there's nothing. So right, therefore, he still has 50%
right.
something.
Right, right, right. So he has a 50% proof that he's right.
So he has a partial
50%
proof.
No proof.
So that's a partial proof.
Excuse me. I do not think so. If guy walks in and says, there's a 50%, but when we had the court case, Bezdin right away, there's two people are arguing. There's a 50% chance I'm right. With a suffix, what happened? The guy will say, there's a 50% chance that what happened was I'm right. 50% chance when he said he's right. Yeah, okay. Now what do we do? For some reason, whatever the reason is, we're supposed to give it to Reuven. He's whatever the reason, some reason. So, well, wait a second. I have a 50% proof. Go jump in the lake. What did that do?
But he's not saying I have 50% proof. He's saying I have 100% proof.
No, but we Bezdin see a 50% proof. So we see a 50% proof. He doesn't claim anything. He doesn't even have to know he has a meager. Bezdin say the meager. Bezdin say, very interesting. We have a 50% proof. Okay. So whatever reason why, so Shamir is saying, so whatever reason he was supposed to lose without that, he should still lose. Because 50% proof don't prove anything. That don't prove nothing.
Are we sure that Amigo de Aza is 100% knockout? I'm saying because maybe it's just a weaker.
That's what he's saying. He's saying that. That's what he says. He's what he's assuming. He says, if it's...
The Ulai Huma Osan.
The Ulai Huma Osan Hashem Yizim, the Islay Migui, and therefore Echotzi Mama Misafek.
Meaning because of the fact
maybe it's a weak level, but it doesn't knock it out.
That's not what he says. I'm sorry.
I'm saying we know the right say he doesn't have the Aza. So therefore, we have to assume he is from the people who has the Aza, and therefore that means he would have the proof.
What we don't but
because
we don't.
There are people because 50% of people have the proof, therefore we're gonna say on the Taina on his behalf, we're gonna say he is one of the people that's maize, and therefore we're gonna give him the proof.
So the Kliya Atzuma is that well, that makes no sense. Before he brought this proof, we had a suffix in Metzius. Let's say that for whatever reason, there's a suffix. We had a suffix. For some reason, when this case is suffix, the other person is supposed to win, either because he has a raya. Maybe because he has a chazaka, right? I don't know, you know, whatever the hasbara. My point, some people say you win because of the raya. Some people say because you win because of the cheskes chiyuv. Some achleik is achrayin, and whatever. But whatever the hasbara is, when we have this suffix that's presented to Bezdin don't know. Even before you brought in your migli, if I would ask Bezdin, what happened? Bezdin, we don't know. It's a suffix. The suffix, but the other person wins. Me suffix. So now you bring in a suffix proof. Oh, very impressive. A suffix proof. So suffix proof didn't do anything. Suffix proof is not a proof. A suffix proof is not a proof. So you didn't do anything. What you see a tremendous chiddush from the Urim the Tumim. You see from the Urim the Tumim that a suffix proof is not zero. A suffix proof is 50%, is a suffix 100%. Right? I'm not saying this right. In other words, I was under the impression before I thought the Tumim that the definition of a proof means that it proves something to us. So if Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it doesn't prove anything to us, then it's a vadai, not a proof.
Forgive me, get me
away from Zustein. I don't do Zustein. So the way I've thought Pashup Shad is, the definition of a proof means you have to prove something. If at the end of the day, after you brought your proof, we have no proof, then you vadai did not bring a proof. He's saying that there's such a thing that there's a 50% chance that I brought a proof. And therefore you don't view it as vadai nothing. you view it as 50% something.
That's only lahachzik, though. Only
lahachzik. I understand, only lahachzik. But see, what I would have assumed before saying this to him, that a safek raya, by definition, is not a raya. The definition of a raya, before I saw this to him, I thought the definition of a raya is a proof. If there's a safek, if it's a proof, that means it's not a proof. So it's vadai, not a proof. What's the definition of a proof? A proof means that you prove your point. Well, if there's a 50% chance that you didn't prove your point, then you didn't prove your point. Then you vadai didn't bring a proof.
I would agree with Rebbe just on one point.
If the guy, if the teacher gives an assignment and the teacher says, you have to bring a proof. He said, well, I might have, it's a 50% chance that it's a proof. So the teacher, I was here to say, so that means you didn't prove anything. I gave you an assignment to bring a proof. Well, there's a 50% chance that it's a proof. Well, a 50% chance that it's a proof is not a proof. Right? So I would have said that this is vadai zero, because it's vadai not a proof. He's saying that since it's klape shmaya galya, that you're a person who's a mechutzef, so it's a proof. So it's called a 50% proof. I said, well, what do you mean? If you want to have to klape shmaya galya, it's mine. We don't do klape shmaya galya. You know, then you can throw out dezin to say klape shmaya galya. Maybe they know it's mine. You know, no, we don't do klapish maya gaya. Maybe they know it's mine. But we say, but klapish maya gaya, maybe they know that it's a proof.
What do you mean? Maybe they know it's a proof. They don't know that it's a proof.
Maybe it is a proof. Not that they know. I'm sorry. Maybe it is a
proof. Shmayim knows?
Okay? In other words,
why would they know it? If it's indeterminable, so it's indeterminable. It's based in, it's not, it's anodyne dunno, mashain of rose.
So it's
you were such a person.
The word is that there's such an intrinsic value of a proof. A proof has intrinsic value.
Because so he can tell you, he can say, I'm for the part, I'm a mechutzah. He can say, I'm a mechutzah.
What? I'm sorry.
He can say, I'm a mechutzah.
No. It's not what he's saying. It's not the word. It's not because he's tiny. Not forget about it. Not the other thing about his tiny. It's because...
Or Bezdin assumes he's a mechutzah.
Why should Bezdin assume he's a mechutzah? He doesn't say that either. He says, Bezdin are mesupik. He's saying it's a very tifa thing. There's a real tifa thing here. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm muksik, okay? You bring Adem against me. So the din is that the Adem is mighty from the muksik, right? Now I bring suffolk Adem that I'm right. So what happens? So I would have said, well, suffolk Adem don't do nothing because they're worthless. We don't make any proof. So we have the proof of Adem. And there's nothing against it. So the muksik loses because he ate it. And the Tumim is saying that Safek Adem is a 50% chance Adem. And if it's Adem, it's Trey Betray. So then the muksik wins. Right? That's what he's saying. This is a tremendous finish that he's saying that a Safek Raya is not... I would say a suffolk raya is for the garbage. It's nothing. The definition of a raya is a proof. If you bring a suffolk proof, you didn't do anything. It's not a proof.
Rebbe, we don't say that there's suffolk postulates.
If the Adem are kosher, but we don't know if the Adem are kosher. So you say, then you don't have a proof. But he's saying, since it's a suffolk, maybe they're kosher. So there's a suffolk if I have a proof. And if I have a proof, then it's trey v'trey. So it's suffek trey v'trey, suffek trey v'trey. So the muksik wins. That's not radical. Pretty radical.
Could it be that the Tumim holds that the person has to actually tie on the migu?
No, I don't think he doesn't say anything about that.
Maybe he holds in general that maybe his
and the person
has to tie in the migu.
I never heard anyone say such a thing. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but you have the Klale Atumim Klale Migui. It's only about 100 pages. You can read it, and you see if he says such a say that he has to.
How would that help? How would that help?
I don't know, but I mean, I'd rather till Shamir find someone who says such a thing. I don't want to go in even. I never heard anyone say that you have to tie a migo. Migo is not a tina. Migo is it's a raya.
Well, again, they do raise the issue that who says he knows the migus. I mean, that issue is discussed. There are shittas who hold that Amma Aretz doesn't have a migu.
Okay, but we're not working with that problem.
No, but I just mean to say that theoretically the resolution may be. Again, you're right. I was going to ask. I'm not saying there was any support for this answer to that general question of who says he knows the migu. I'm just putting forward a mahalak. That's all.
Okay. When
a person has a migu, do we ever know 100%? When he says, I could have said something more, do we know he would have said something more?
We're assuming it's enough of a raya for him to win with.
It doesn't mean 100% necessarily.
It doesn't have to be 100%.
So he's telling us that 50% is enough.
No, but it's not. It shouldn't be enough because logically, 50% of a raya is zero. If I have a suffix, I don't know what happened. And then someone says, well, there's a 50% proof to what happened and 50% not a proof. Well, you didn't tell me it. Now I'm still left with the exact same amount of suffix as I had before.
So if it was 51%, then Rebbe would be happy?
Yes, but that's not what he says it to him. He doesn't say it's 51%.
It's because of that 0.001% difference.
Excuse me, it's because I'm reading the words and he doesn't say, he says it's a suffix. He says the fairish. You have to read what the man says. Don't change 51%, a whole different shot, because then he will say it is a right. He's saying because it's a suffix, but since it's a suffix, so eich notzi mamin mi suffix. He's saying that a suffix raya is considered a raya.
And a suffix, you can't prove not.
No, not because you can't prove not. It's because we're not going.
I'm staking a claim and you can't prove against me.
I have a possible raya.
And you and can't prove against me.
If I have a raya, then I would win. So it's a suffix if I have a raya. So
I'm a muksik.
But I would have said, without the tumim, that if a person walks in and says, I might have a raya, that's worthless. That's not called you might have a raya. That means you vad, I don't have a raya.
So Rebbe doesn't hear batsim. If one of us said that, that's svarer, Rebbe would throw it out. But the tumim saying it's Rebbe's going to accept
that's
it.
That's right, because that's why, because you're not the tumim.
I understand that.
Maybe it's not as the tumim doesn't hold to raya.
I walk in what? I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of a way of
I think we hear the problem.
I'll give you an example. Listen, we have a suffix. If we have a suffix, if the person is dead or not, right? So we don't know if he's a dead or alive. So he said there's a 50% chance that he's dead, and he's 50% suffix that he's alive. So the guy says, hey, wait a second. I hear something, but I don't know if it's a heartbeat or it's a clock ticking. Oh, now we change our opinion. You had a suffix before. Now you have a suffix that you didn't do anything.
He was muchzik that he was alive before, therefore we're going to assume he's alive until you can prove he's not alive.
But he's losing with his muchzik. For whatever reason, even though he's muksik, he's supposed to lose. So he's the din is we have a suffix, and he's supposed to lose, but even though he's muksik. Now he comes along and he brings in a suffix raya. So the suffix raya did not increase the probability an iota. So if whatever reason you were supposed to lose before, you should still lose because you didn't bring any, we're no more sure that you're right than we were before. That's the plea. Shamir is asking even better. Shamir is asking to let the raya of Sharkha Biyadi, my boy, prove that you don't have a raya. Okay. It's also
shrimp. Maybe it's not a raya.
The whole concept is absurd. How can a suffix raya be a raya? The definition means a raya is it's a proof. I'm saying, but what it seems from him, you saw it utsum, that there's such an intrinsic value of a raya. So a suffix raya is not worthless. A suffix raya is a suffix. If it, the fact that it might be mine is worthless. You walk in and say, you know, it might be mine. That's nothing. I might have a proof. Okay? Imagine such a thing. We have a suffix, who owns this field? Right. There's a guy on I'll give you an example. Right. I'll give you an example. There's a guy on the land. He doesn't have a cheskes gemoshana. He's there for a day. Okay. Now the Marikama says it's my field. What are you doing in my field? He says I bought it. Says we don't believe you. You bought it. So the din is we kicked the muktzik off the field. Right. Marikama is stronger than muktzik by karka. Right. He says well. I have a proof. What's my proof? I have a star that it's mine. Where's the star? It's locked up in the safe. Oh, very good. So let's see it. Oh, I don't know the combination. I can't open the safe. There might be a star in the safe. Well, the star is written, it's written in Arabic. We don't know what the star says. Oh, now we're gonna let him keep it. Guy says, you know, that sounds so absurd. The guy says, he's on the piece of land. He claims it's my land. We throw him off. He says, but you know what? I might have a star. Okay, you know, there might be, we can't, we don't know because we can't open the safe. Oh, but
it's
not comparable to that.
No, over here, right.
Some people have a Vade Raya. We don't know which type of person you are.
Right.
Right. So it's a 50-50.
Some people have a 100% Raya. It's 100 or 0. It's not 50-50. Okay, it's 100 or 0. We don't know which type.
It's the same thing. If the star is in the safe, then he has 100% proof. And we take
no, this right
machine,
now.
We take an X-ray machine and we look in this safe and we see that there's a piece of paper in the safe, but we can't read it. We can't read through the safe. We can only X-ray to show there's a piece of paper. He says it might be a star, and the other guy says no, it's not a star. It's just a piece of newspaper. So he might have a star. Okay, he might have a star. He might have a raya. He might have a raya. He wins.
Maybe you could say pshat is that he holds migus nammanas, not migus nammanas.
But again, I say the same thing. Go read 100 pages in the Tumim.
Well, again, it's not going to be so foolish anywhere. What's the result of migu?
Hashem shot and is a raya. Most till Rav Shimon Shkop came along, I don't think anyone said that migui is the schus taina.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't know. You don't have to go to schus taina, but rather that if the person is taka mei's person, he should have your trust in his current claim. So
you don't know if he's such a person.
But you know that he may be such a person.
So it's a suffix.
It's not just a suffix, there's studim. On the tzad that he is such a person, right? On the tzad that he is such a person, he deserves your trust.
And on the tzad that there's in the safe, there's his star, then he deserves your trust. But we don't know if the safe
deserves your trust. On the side,
I have I walk in and say it's my field. We tell the guy take a walk. He says, but I might have a star in the safe. Oh, okay. So now, anyway, that's what I wanted. I don't remember, but I was doing this in the suga of Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and I wanted to claim in that suga that the fact that the guy didn't protest is not a real riot. It's only a suffix riot. Same type of idea. It's really only a suffix riot. Except that a suffix riot is a, according to the Tumim has this yisoid. In other words, the Tumim has a very, very big yisoid. I think it's a tremendously big yisoid in Shas. That if a person walks into Bezin and he presents a 50% chance that he has a raya, then if he's muksik, he wins. So in that case of Karka, he's going against a Marikama, and he presents a Cheskas Gimel Shadim. There's a 50% chance that it's a Cheskas Gimel Shadim. So he would win because maybe I have a raya. The other guy's Mari Kamba, and you have to win with your raya. Well, maybe I have a raya. That wasn't what I was saying. I was trying to say that every, even when you have Baba have 3 years, it's only a suffix. That's what I was trying to say, and that's based on the Lushan. I don't remember anymore. The Lushan, the Ramban, there was a, whether I'm banned in Cheskas Gimel Shalem, that's a very strange Nishainiv. Whether you're winning because of your muksik or you're winning because of your the raya. It was almost like, I don't remember. This is, 40 years ago, it was a long time. But the Ramban's lashon in Cheskas Gimel Shalem was the question is, how does Cheskas Gimel Shalem work, if you remember? So the Ksai said it's a takan d'rabbanan, right? But the Ramban said it's a raya because why didn't you protest? But the Lashon and the Ramban, he seemed to throw in that you are somehow muksik. I don't remember anymore. So I was somehow using this. They wanted to use this tumim to explain it, that it's not a real good raya. It's only a suffix raya because the guy didn't protest because he didn't, maybe the guy didn't hear about it. I don't know why he didn't protest. It's a suffix raya.
Why didn't this make it more like a svek sveka? It's a suffix on the moment, and now it's creating a new sveka. So we say, like, svek sveka with ham roiv. It's just giving more to it. The suffix itself doesn't do anything. It's just giving more.
Logically, it's all the same suffix. There's one suffix if it's yours. And if it's yours, then you would have a migli. If it's not yours, then obviously, like what Shamir was saying, if it's not yours, then obviously you don't have a migui. It's totally zebizah. If we can assume it's not yours, so the assumption that it's not yours tells us that you must be a person who is not made. So
it goes the other way. We say sofek taka, maybe it is his, and even if it is his, maybe he has a good amigo, sex faker.
Wait. Suffolk, it is his.
Right.
And if it's not his, he has amigo. But no, if it's not his, then he doesn't have amigo.
No, we're saying on the side it is his.
You need a sex faker.
Yeah.
Suffolk is his. Suffolk is not his. And even if it's not his, no, it's not true. If it's not his, then obviously it must be that he's a meyit. And he doesn't have amigo.
I mean, every spectator on the other side.
But that's sort of what we're saying. That what we're saying is that a raya, basically the yisoid they're trying to say here is that a raya carries halachic weight. That's really what, then you'd be right. In other words, a suffix raya, I'm saying a suffix raya is better, even though mathematically nothing changed, but halachically something changed. Because suffix raya is a suffix that I have a halachic force that's supposed to give it to me. That's what Agub is saying in the Tumim. Before you created your suffix migui, Bezin had a 50-50 suffix. Now you're going to lose because the other guy's a Mari Kama. You're going to lose because Tarki Yadi, my boy. Whatever reason, you're going to lose. But you have a 50-50 suffix. But now I have another suffix because maybe I have a Raya. And a Raya is a force. So maybe I have a Raya is a maybe force. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay.
Would Rebbe say this in a case where we're just where it's neutral also? I mean, in other words, let's say it's a Koldom Gvar situation, right? Whoever, this is a enough of a positive force where there's not a muchzik.
Right, because it's a suffix. It's a suffix. No, there's a 50% chance that I have a force. So then you know, then only you win when it comes to a muchzik, because I might have a variety. We can't.
Okay, I don't know if it's in between.
Not a muchzik, I don't know, because it's just 50-50. But it creates a 50% chance that you win.
So it's only backing up the muchzik, the Rebbe's saying. Not in a Kodom Gvar where we had the restraining
said. He only said it by muchzik. But okay, anyway, I want to think a little bit about Sandy's question. Because Sandy asked a question, so why can't you say the same thing in the Rush's case? That Migui doesn't patter for Shua because Migui doesn't create enough of a beer. So we're still nervous. But it makes, okay, I don't know exactly. And what about my, I don't know the answer. Okay, I don't know. And what about my Svaras Afruchas question? That this is, isn't this an opposite of the Muga Yaisei? Of not the Muga Yaisei, the Muga Yaisei. Because the Muga Yaisei says, again, the Muga Yaisei said that Migui Da'aza does not work by Mamet. The Gemara used Migui Da'aza. And this Migui, the Muga Yaisei says the Migui Da'aza. And it doesn't work for a moment. That's the shot. That's how he answers Typhus's kasha. Aye, but Typhus brought a raya that this very Migui works for Shua because the Gemara wanted to use this Migui for a Shua. So Amper is the Mordechai seemingly, and that's what that goes out to your brains. Because for Shua, a Migui Kaldo. So a Migui Kaldo is good enough for Shua. So he's saying that Amigo the other does not work for Mamet. But a Amigo the other would work for Shua. And the Tumim is saying that Amigo the other works for Mamet, but it doesn't work for Shua because Shua. Because by Shrua, we want a beer. How can a Migui Da'aza work? The whole point is Shrua, because we want a beer. Right, the Mordechai doesn't agree with him. We agree with that, Svara. Because the Mordechai said, by the Mordechai saying that even a Migui Kaldu who helps, that means he doesn't agree with the Tumen that the purpose of Shrua. It can be one of beer, right? Seems to be a little bit also a clear machlokes. Now, in other words, the Tumim says that a suffek migui cannot help for a pater from Shua because the whole purpose of Shua is because Bezin want beer. And a suffek is not a beer, we still want beer. So how could the they say that a migui called who helps.
I mean, one seems to be a svara to say that the kolde who is enough because we need a beer for a shua because we want to impose a shua upon him. So we're saying we won't impose a shua upon him as long as he has some backup substance. That's one way of looking at it. The other thing is he's a muchzik. To strengthen his muchzik and not take it away from him, then he just needs this partial power. But if you want to potter him from a shvua, you can't potter him from a shvua.
That's a tumim.
Right.
Right. So now, isn't that that's the opposite of the Muga Yaisei?
In order to pater him from a shua, we have some sort of backup from him, so therefore we no longer need to impose upon him a shua upon him. But that doesn't mean that we can actually use it in order to deciding who gets what.
Okay, so I'm just saying, they're opposites. They're complete opposites.
They're definitely different angles.
Okay, sir. That's very strange.
It's not quite Svaras Hafuchas, though, no?
I don't know. Sounds like Svaras Hafuchas. The Tumim says Migida Aza helps for Mamim and doesn't help for Shua. And the Mordechai, or the guys as Israel, and the Megayasai says Migida Aza helps for Shua and doesn't help for Mamim.
Maybe they both hold the same thing, just they both hold this, the case is different because it's Lahasik, really. He holds it as Lahasik.
I don't know. I was just focusing on the Shua part, not so much the moment. I don't know whether.
Tumim said clearly it won't help for the Shua.
What?
Tumim says clearly that doesn't help for the Shua.
Tumim says clearly it doesn't help for the Shua because the whole purpose of the Shua, we want a beer. And a subject did not give us a beer. It didn't satisfy our desire for a beer. Okay, anyway, we're running it. I would say one idea. But then this is also an interesting, there's a lot of interesting things here, is that the Tumim and the Mordechai are total opposites in a different reason. The Tumim is saying that a Migud HaAzah is a Suffolk Raya, because if you're a person whose Mayiz, it's a good Raya. If you're a person who's not Mayiz, it's not a good Raya. The Mordechai is saying that a migud HaAzah is a vadai weak raya, migud koldo, right? Here a difference. It's a very nice difference. He's saying if you're a mayiz, there's a 50. The Tumim is saying there are two different types of people in the world. For some people, it's a total raya. And for some people, it's a zero raya. The Mordechai says it's a migui koldu, which means that it's a vadai weak raya, which is completely different. I mean, it's not that there are two different types of people in the world. There's one type of people in the world. And everybody prefers not to be mayas, but if the push comes to shove, they'll be mayas. In other words, so it's different. According to the Tumim, it's a suffix. Maybe it's a zero raya, maybe it's 100% raya. According to the Mordechai, it's a vadai suffix raya. It's a vadai quasi raya. It's a different. So that probably might make for the difference that the Tumim is saying that if it's a suffix, maybe yes, maybe no, so it can't pater shua because maybe it's zero. While the Mordechai is saying it's definitely not a zero. It's a weak raya, a weak raya. So that's what we need. Because it's not a suffix zero. It's a vadai middle.
That answers Rabbi Sfria's point, why the Mordechai holds it's good enough to pass him from a Shua, and the Tumim holds it's not good enough for there, but it's good enough. That's what I'm trying to say, that
might answer that question, that there's a very interesting machlokes, that the Tumim holds that it's a suffix, maybe it's 100%, maybe it's a zero, and depending on what type of person you are. And the Mordechai is saying that it's a vadai 50%, a vadai weak Amiga Koldo. So that I weak proof.
It's just, what is a blind? That's the question. When you have a suffix zero, suffix 100, it should become very weak right now. At the end of the day, it should be very weak.
The whole point that it shouldn't stand. The opposite, as far as I was saying before, just like the Tumim says, there was a suffix 100%, suffix zero. There's value to the fact that it might be 100%, and therefore I can win with my muksik. because I might be 100%, even though I thought that's ridiculous. You might be 100%, it's not 100%. He's saying, no, I might be 100%. So you also might be a zero. So you can't, just like you might be 100% and therefore you win, you might be a zero and therefore you can't pater from Shrua, because there's a possibility that you might be a zero. So how can you pater from Shrua? You might be a zero. But according to the Mordechai, you're a vaday something, and a vaday something can pater from Shrua. Okay, anyway, so in the Maisa, I think we're stopping for till next Sunday, right? Till two Sundays. And we're gonna start Moedah ben Mixas, a brand new sugya. And we're gonna start with Rashi, obviously make life easy. And if anyone wants, so there's supposed to be a shir here on Hoshana Rabbah. I don't know what it's about, what I'm doing, but it's something on this, on the Mugen Yosef probably. I don't think I'm the Tumim. Tumim's too hard for me. And probably the Mugen Yosef.
Rabbi says Hoshana Rabbah, I mean, it's Sunday night? Or
Sunday night, yes.
Sunday night.
Monday night. Sunday night. I mean, there should be, the Shiva should send out information.
Yeah.
So they should send out information. So I don't know. Usually whatever information they give, it's usually not accurate, you know. But usually they say it starts at 9 and usually really starts at 9:30. These are from 9:30 to 10:30. That's when they usually do it. Okay, anyway. So
when is Rabbi doing a Mishnah Torah on Sunday night?
What? I don't do Mishnah Torah.
You stay up the whole night or?
No, I'm sorry. I have to. Don't ask embarrassing questions.
Do you at least have the kreplach on Hoshana Rabbah or?
I'm sorry. I'm not.